I know that will be a focus of this administration and this agency. You know, another priority that's been spelled out very clearly by our administrator is his emphasis on cooperative federalism.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, a conversation with the new regional administrator of the EPA. Well, former New York State Senator Michael Martucci has been tapped as Region 2 Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. The region covers New York, New Jersey, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. The Republican comes in at a time when President Trump has promised cutbacks across federal agencies and outlined specific goals for the EPA, including promoting the economy and energy production. Martucci will answer to former Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin, who's now running the agency. My colleague Jesse King from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau spoke with Martucci about his plans.
I came here and have been blessed with some of the most intelligent and dedicated career staff. I'm talking about, scientists, engineers, lawyers, folks who do community engagement work on the ground in our communities. And these are people who have been working on some of the biggest environmental issues the region faces for decades. My first piece really has been coming up to speed on a lot of those issues and what they are. But I would tell you that my primary focus, which is a focus that has been laid out by our agency's administrator, also a fellow New Yorker, Lee Zeldin, are focused around the core of our mission, which is ensuring that every American has access to clean air, clean water, and clean land.
What would you say is your position on climate change and humanity's role in it?
Well, so I'll point to two things. I just mentioned about Administrator Zeldin, and I don't know if you had the opportunity to check out his congressional hearing. But our administrator spoke to this very issue in his hearing, and the effects that human behavior has had on climate and our planet. And I would tell you that I approach that much in the same fashion. There's no doubt that there are issues that we're dealing with here in our region that are connected to climate change and the effects of climate change. So, as I begin to dig a bit deeper with our team here, our career team, again, the folks I was talking about, our scientists and our engineers, I'm really interested in their plans and ideas that they have, actionable steps that we can take to make this planet a healthier place for all of us.
Well, I'd like to chat a little bit about some specific issues in New York. Something that I've been doing a lot of reporting on is PCB contamination in the Hudson River. The EPA recently released its third five-year review of a GE dredging project in the Upper Hudson, and it led to a lot of frustration from environmental advocates here because they want the EPA to declare the dredging not protective of the environment. They say data shows that it's not working, but the latest five-year review of the EPA said it doesn't have enough data. So I guess I'm just wondering, I want to get your thoughts on the situation. Like, what do you view as the disconnect here?
Yeah. So Jesse, as I said, I've really been coming up to speed on a lot of the key issues around the region with the staff, the career staff that are here. And, while I have not had the opportunity to dig deep into this, and I expect to be digging very deep into this issue in the coming weeks, what I do know right now is that EPA at our regional level here is declining a final determination until more review is conducted. I think that perhaps you and I could circle back on this in just a few weeks once I really have an opportunity to understand in greater depth exactly the work that's been done there, the work that potentially is planned there. But right now, what I do know about this is that more data is needed in order for the agency to make a final determination.
New York has moved to eliminate gas stoves and heating in new construction. Do you think this is a good idea?
From my perspective here, and, things that you've been seeing our administrator talk a little bit about, I'll say overall is that, one of the things that we're focused on doing here is being protective of the environment and at the same time acknowledging some economic pain that people are feeling right now. While you can talk about specific state mandates and what those mandates mean, from our perspective, protecting our environment and making life easier and more affordable for people that live in the region are not mutually exclusive. And I think that the approach that I'm looking to take is to be informed on the science and at the same time pay attention to the economics of things that are happening right now, and acknowledge that every single person driving an electric car is just economically infeasible. Folks can't afford that, right? That's not something that's affordable right now for the average everyday New Yorker or person who lives in New Jersey or any part of this region for that matter. So really what it comes down to is balance. And I think that in the coming weeks, as our administrator really becomes seated in the agency, you're going to see some more priorities come down as it relates to this balance. And those are things that I'm looking to employ here in the region. But what I do want to say, while balance is important, the mission of the EPA, of this agency, remains unchanged. And that is to protect the environment and protect human health. And I'm looking forward to doing my part to make sure that that mission is fulfilled, again, in a way that just simply doesn't bankrupt people.
Well, on that note about balance, the president has said he wants to promote energy production, including fracking across the U.S. You know, how do you reconcile that with laws in New York where fracking is banned?
Well, so, I mean, yeah, you speak about New York and, the state has its fracking ban, which is currently the law in New York. Jesse, I don't know. I can't sort of speak to how a changes in federal policy, whatever they will be, will impact individual states. And I don't want to speculate on that either. But what I will say is that the president has been very clear about the fact that energy production and domestic energy production is important, right? So I know that will be a focus of this administration and this agency. Another priority that's been spelled out very clearly by our administrator is his emphasis on cooperative federalism, right? And ensuring that states have their role, and we work cooperatively with states. So I think that in places like New York and New Jersey, there will be times when the federal administration's priorities conflict with state priorities. I don't know exactly how that spells out right now. But what I will also say is that, from an agency perspective and from my perspective in relation to state partners, even when we have disagreements on policy, the things I have done in the first couple of weeks that I've been here is connected with the state DEC commissioners in both of the states, DEC in New York and DEP in New Jersey. And have connected with those commissioners and expressed that we want to work alongside of them and with them cooperatively throughout this administration, because the challenges that we face in terms of protecting human health and the environment can't just be done by the staff here in Region 2. We need our state partners and our local partners. So, I think that has also been one of the priorities that I've laid out in the first 2 weeks, is be clear that while there might be policy differences in the future, what that doesn't mean is that we're not going to work cooperatively when it comes to our core mission.
I know you're just in your first weeks on the job here, but in these first 2 weeks, what are some specific locations maybe with air and water pollution that have caught your eye that you want to hone in on?
Well, I think that, from the two highest levels, I've been briefed by our air division. And as you probably are aware, one of our big focuses are areas, what we call areas of non-attainment, areas that don't meet air quality standards. I want to see a region where every single person in this region is breathing air that meets our air quality standards. So my laser focus is going to be in places right now that we're not reaching attainment, right? Those are going to be our priority areas that we focus on. And we've got some of them here, not only sort of in the northern part of the region. When I say that, what I mean is in New York and New Jersey, but also in places like Puerto Rico, where we have non-attainment areas. So that would be, I guess, succinctly on the air front, we're going to look at those non-attainment areas. Certainly on the waterfront, as you speak about those, it tees right into some of the Superfund sites that you talked about, right? So we have several large Superfund sites in the region that are directly connected to water quality. And lastly and finally, on the clean land front, we have a team here in a division that's focusing, again, this sort of falls under Superfund, but also under a very important program, which is a brownfields program that is centered in economic development. You call a place like Newburgh home, that even, communities like yours have brownfield sites. And I look forward to prioritizing those sites. A lot of these are former industrial sites that, can be repurposed and reused in a good economic way. We're fixing community blights and we're creating opportunities in places that I think will benefit from them in a tremendous way. The other piece, Jesse, again, is like, I've been here 2.5 weeks, but what I'm super excited to do is get out on the road and spend some time in these communities, connecting on the ground And finding these opportunities in connection with our local partners. And I'm talking about going out and meeting small city mayors. I'm talking about going out and meeting with county and local representatives, some of my former colleagues in the state legislature in New York, and new folks who I'll meet in New Jersey, to try to identify these places and communities, because that's the kind of work that I'm most interested in doing.
Lastly, the president has said that he wants to cut spending at the EPA and most federal agencies, really. How do you see that impacting your staff and your role as Region 2 administrator?
Well, look, so there's two pieces to this, right? So as you know, the administration has undertaken a deep dive and deep review of many of the contracts and grants that are currently held by the agency. Certainly that is something that's been a priority in terms of the new administration wrapping its hands around spending and making sure that every single tax dollar that's a hard-earned tax dollar by an American that's provided to this agency is used in a responsible way. So there's that undertaking that's taking place right now. The other piece, which I'm sure that you are well aware of because it's widely reported in the news, is that the president has issued a number of directives concerning the federal workforce. Among them are things like returning to the office policies for federal workers, restoring accountability for employees who have decision-making authority, and also potential proposed cuts. Now, at my level, I don't know exactly what that means, but what I would say is, my focus is going to be to ensure that we stay completely focused to and committed to our core mission and those founding, the statutory requirements of this agency and the founding principles here, which again, is making sure that every American has clean air, clean land, and clean water. And I look forward to doing that. I'm excited to be part of a team that gets to do that.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to Jesse King for that interview. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.